Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Erevin, Daf Mem, Erevin 40. And on today's Daf Yomi, on Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara brings the following question, because the Gemara has been discussing Rosh Hashanah and the aspect of Rosh Hashanah. Do we view it as two separate days, or do we view it as one long day? And also in this context, the Gemara was talking about the fact that Rosh Hashanah also is the first day of the month. So do we view it as Rosh Chodesh, or do we view it as Rosh Hashanah? So in that context, the Gemara raises the following question. Amar Rabba, ki avina be Rav Huna. Rabba says, when I was at Rav Huna's yeshiva studying Torah with him, Ibayuan, we had the following question, and we brought it to Rav Huna. Ma'u omar zman, should we be saying zman is the brach of Shechayonu v'kimonu v'gyonu azman, is that thank you God for bringing me to this moment in life? Should we say this bracha b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim? Should we say this blessing on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? And what is the nature of this question? The nature of this question is as follows, Ve'amrinan, and we say, do we say as follows, Kivan divizman, Lizman Asi, since Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur only come once a year, so therefore it's like a new time, and so therefore, since they come once a year, Amrina, we should say it. And therefore, we should say the blessing of Shechayana Vikimana Vigyana Lazman Azet to this time. O Dilma, Kivan Dulo Ikri Regalim, or maybe since they're not called Regalim, they're not called festivals, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not called Regalim like other Yom Tov that are called Regalim in Exodus 23, verse 14. So therefore, for that reason, Lo Amrina. And so therefore, for that reason, perhaps we shouldn't say the blessing of Shechayana, because only by Regalim, only by the three festivals of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, does it make sense to call them Regalim, which means times. Shechayana v'kimanu v'kiyanu lazman hazeh. And that's indeed how Unkelus translates this verse in of Shalosh Regalim. He says, Tlas Zimnin. That's what Unkelus says in Exodus 23, verse 14, three times. So that's the explanation of the Rid, why specifically it should only be Tosfos Rid, why it should specifically only be perhaps on the three festivals and not on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Lo havei biyadi, and he didn't have the answer to this question. So the Machzor Vitri adds on, even though the Machzor Vitri, typically speaking, came before the Tosfos Ridi. The Machzor Vitri was really started to be written in the 11th century. Then it was added on. People wrote, like the family Bible, Professor Chaim Salvechik taught me, that people added on and on to it. So Machzor Vitri says that the explanation of the word Moed, because these are the Moadim, the festivals, means time. And so that's perhaps another explanation of why we might have thought the blessing of Shechayana only comes on these three festivals. So Rav Huna didn't have the answer. Lo havei biyadei. When Rabba and his chavrusa asked Rav Huna, he didn't know the answer. Ki asai be Rav Yehuda. When they came to Rav Yehuda, when Rabba and his chavrusa came to Rav Yehuda, Amar, he said, Ana karachadase nami aminan zman. He said, I say Shechayanu, I say the blessing of Shechayanu, even when I just have a new gourd that just comes out once a year, I say this blessing. And so therefore, it's logical that we should also say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we should say this bracha. So Amar Lei, so Rabba responded to Rav Yehuda, Rishus lo kami b'ali. I wasn't asking if I'm allowed to say the blessing of Shechayanu. It's obviously that I'm permitted to say it, because just like I say Brach of Shechayanu on a new fruit every year, so too I should obviously say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, comes once a year. Ki kami b'ali chov amai. So what I was asking about was whether or not I'm obligated to say it. Amar Li, so he said to me, Rav Shmuel Damri Travayu, Eino Merzman Ela B'Shalosh Regalim. His response is actually that Rav and Shmuel both say that we only say Shechayanu on the Shalosh Regalim, meaning to say that we're not obligated to say this blessing on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're only obligated to say it on the three festivals. Nevertheless, the Gemara goes into a back and forth, a Shaka Vatari with respect to it, and the conclusion of the Gemara, the conclusion of the blessing of the Gemara, is that we do say a Shechayanu on Rosh Hashanah. But that's only with respect to the first day of Rosh Hashanah. But what about the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Most festivals, we say the blessing of Shechayanu, for example, on both days of the first days of Sukkot, both days of the first day of Pesach. So what about the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So there are some who say the Rabbeim of Rashi said that we don't say the blessing of Shechianu on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And what's the reason? The reason is because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta. It's one long day. Even though we know it's 2 days, we view it as one long day with respect to certain things, like an egg that's born on Rosh Hashanah. We can't, on the first day, we can't eat it on the second day. And so therefore, so if we're going to say Shechianu on both days, we might come to be lenient in other areas and view it as two holy days, as two separate days. And so that's the first approach. However, the others argue that no, that just like on every single holiday, we say we view it as two separate holidays, and we say the blessing of Shechianu on both days of the holiday, so too we should say it on Rosh Hashanah, we should say 2 days. And indeed, the Torah writes in the name of Rashi, and he says as follows, Rabosai Omrim Shein Omrim Zman Ela Barishon Shekedusha Achasein. He says, my teachers say that we should only say Shechianu on the first day because it's one long day. However, I say that you need to say Shechianu on both days. And that's what the Torah records in the name of Rashi, that you should say Shechianu on both days. However, the Torah brings in the name of his father, the Rosh, that way that we handle this is, since some say we're not supposed to say Shechianu on the second day, the best thing to do is to take a new fruit, and put it in front of him on the second day of Rosh Hashanah at night. And when he says Brach of Shechianu, we should have in mind also on this fruit, and therefore he will take himself out of any doubt or ambiguity. And that's indeed what the Torah brings down in the name of his father. And he says that was a custom of the Maharam Mibrutenberg, and that is why today we have a new fruit on our table on the second night of Rosh Hashanah.